We're visiting with Burlingame football coach Jeff Slater here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, you needed to overcome a 24-20 halftime deficit. You got a touchdown from Colby Middleton in the fourth quarter midway, and that was the difference maker. Kind of a defensive battle there in the second half, but you're able to get the points there in the fourth quarter. Just how proud of you, of your guys, of erasing that deficit and getting that huge district win?
Oh, really proud of the guys. You know, it was just a tough, gutsy effort by both teams. And after the first half, you really felt like the second half would be similar, and that was the complete opposite. And both teams were really physical and two really good football teams. So I thought to be able to come out with the win, just really proud. And we saw a lot of adversity the other night, and I was really proud of how the kids fought through that adversity. And that was really good for us and challenged us. Just a big road win to kick off districts, a great opponent in Chase County, and couldn't be prouder of how the kids hung in there and kept fighting and pulled out the win.
And, of course, Colby Middleton had 169 yards on Friday night. And you know, the usual suspects that we've been talking about on a weekly basis continued to do some good things, but just how were those guys just able to just battle that adversity and continue to produce like they've done in weeks past?
Yeah, Colby, he's our quarterback. He's our leader. Did a really good job, but Chase County gave us nothing. Those were hard-earned yards by Colby, especially in the run game. He never really broke one off for a long run. It was, I think he had 25 carries, so about, you know, 3.5 yards a pop. I mean, it was really tough sledding for him, and just kind of grinded it out. And in the passing game, I thought he did a really good job of taking what the defense gave him and not turn the ball over. That was a key to a victory, was not turn the ball over, and we were able to win the turnover battle. And we've always felt like we have weapons in the receiving game, and Dane Winters is one of our top receivers, and Matthew Heckman. Both those guys have done a really good job this year in the passing game. And then Roman Bayless and Timmy Roberts, when they get opportunities, they do a good job of producing. But really proud of just the execution. I didn't really think we won the physicality battle. I thought we were out-physicaled by Chase County, you know, and they had more yards than us, but we were able to win the turnover battle. And then our kids hung in there. I think that's not something you'll find in the stat sheet. Our kids kept fighting, kept grinding, and were able to get stops. Chase County would put drives together, and we were able to get them off the field on fourth down in that second half, which was big, and we were able to get the final score. So, as always, I feel like both we were able to run or pass, and we definitely had to use both the other night.
We're visiting with Burlingame coach Jeff Slater here on the Area Coach's Corner, and you face Care Paravel on Friday night at home. They're coming off a close loss to Linden, 28-24. What do you know about the Lions heading into this week's matchup and another tough district game coming up?
Yeah, very tough. And Care Paravel does a lot of things that you don't see every week. They spread it out. They're quick. They're athletic. They're confident in what they do, and they're good at what they do. So we're definitely going to have to play well and do some things defensively that we normally don't do. We're going to be probably out of our base defense more than we like, but, you know, that's just kind of the adjustment that we have to make. And maybe some new personnel will be on the field to kind of how we want to attack them. But, you know, it's homecoming week for us. We're excited for homecoming week. I expect a really big crowd coming off that win last week. We're also celebrating the 50-year anniversary of our 1972 state championship team. So I feel like a lot of alumni will be back in town. There's a lot of positive talk in the town about our football program right now. And coming off that win, I expect to have a great atmosphere, a great homecoming, and we definitely are going to have a tough opponent coming in. So, practice will be key this week to get prepped for it, and we'll have to be locked in come Friday.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck this week against Care Paravel, and we look forward to chatting with you again next week.
I appreciate you having me on.
That's Burlingame Coach Jeff Slater joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Bank of Burlingame and X-Tech Wireless on Country 101.7 FM.